All right, we're back and hour number two. Hello, and it is the 12th of March. Reverend Ted Pike is here. Ted, as you know, is a warrior for decency, and I think the kind of morality and values that most of us still wish were the dominant in the society. All you have to do is look at the mainstream media for 10 minutes, you understand that things have changed. But people like Ted Pike, who have fought for so long, and especially Ted, to try to maintain our First Amendment rights of freedom of the speech, as they say, and to be able to say what we want. Because if you lose freedom of speech, guess what? You lose freedom of thought. You're afraid to think things because you might say something. And Ted has been doing this for over two decades. He's now taken on a relatively new and short-lived cause, but he is pushing very hard to stop something that is obviously outrageous. Ted, welcome back and tell us what you're doing.
Thanks, Jeff. Yes, 2 weeks ago, I sounded really the first alarm about ABC's television's plans to go ahead with immediate broadcast of the Good Christian Bitches series, 10 segments, and sounded the alarm, began putting out the names of the Disney theme parks, as well as a little bit later, the sponsors of CB, and we are marshaling quite a movement here, largely among evangelicals and people on your website and so on, who are actually phoning in now, emailing in to the sponsors, hitting the sponsors pretty hard. And Max Kraft Corporation last Thursday announced that it's a jumping ship from support of GCB.
All right, and, well, that's a big hit.
It is. It is, and it's very encouraging to people. The reports we're getting are that many calls are coming in, and I want to personally thank you for putting up my latest article, which has a comprehensive list of all of the sponsors of GCB. I should just mention, however, that a correction has to be made on that list. Papa Murphy's and Thomas Muffins, English Muffins, while they do advertise with ABC, were erroneously included in that list. They are not actually sponsoring a good Christian Bitches at this time.
All right. Always good to be accurate. What is this program about? Who produces it? And what's really being said here?
Well, it's basically a Jewish supremacist hit upon evangelical Christianity, going after Bible Belt fundamentalism Christianity. Specifically in Dallas, Texas, of course, Disney ABC CEO is Robert Iger, but there are very influential homosexual Jews in the most creative aspects of this program. For example, Darren Star is the executive producer of the show. He is a Jewish homosexual, well-known homosexual. Alan Poole is also the director. He's also a well-known Jewish homosexual. And then Aaron Kaplan is the actual producer. So right there in the core, in the center, in fact, all those people are all listed in the credits on screen. You have the dynamics of not only a Jewish anti-Christian attack on Christianity, but these people are obviously very largely homosexual. And I point out in an article that you did post that this program fulfills all the criteria of the Anti-Defamation League's definition of a hate crime. And in fact, ADL, of course, has established about 60 hate crimes bureaucracies in the nations. But except for America, this is the definition ADL has everywhere else, and that is that speech, public speech, if it holds up any person or group to any identifiable group to hatred or contempt, that is a hate crime. Of course, in Canada, if a pastor criticizes homosexuality, if he says the Jews had Christ killed 2,000 years ago, that is considered immediately a definitive hate crime under ADL's Canadian hate laws. That pastor will certainly face a $5,000 fine, and the talk show or the program or the network that had him on will lose their broadcasting license. And of course, if he repeats that offense, he's in for contempt of court charges and certainly imprisonment. But this program fulfills all of those criteria more abundantly than you can imagine. And I could probably go on if you want to go in that direction.
Sure, by all means. This is very important. What we need to do here, Ted, is give back to these people some of their own medicine.
That's right. It's just rank hypocrisy. For example, let me just point out that just before I get into that, the term Jewish American Princess, or JAP, has become familiar in popular culture to denote the Jewish equivalent of the women who are characterized as bitches, Christian bitches, on this program. In 2004, Urban Outfitters created a T-shirt that said, "Everyone loves the Jewish girl." And that was a very flattering term. You're certainly not calling them Jewish bitches, but they said everybody loves the Jewish girl, a nice T-shirt covered with dollar signs and purses, and the ADL screamed anti-Semitism, and the T-shirts were pulled. Now, this was just a T-shirt flattering to Jewish girls, saying everybody loves Jewish girls, but that was enough to excite the Anti-Defamation League to have it banished. But now we have 10 episodes of a national sitcom which is trashing Christian women,
right,
basically saying that Christian women are dogs. There's nothing wrong with the word bitch. It's just as simply
it's as depraved and disgusting and low life as it gets. If a Christian producer were to produce a series of, well, let's call it, good Jewish bitches, referring to them as dogs, can you imagine? Can you imagine the outrage?
Yeah, the point I'm making is that the term bitch is a description of an animal, but what they're doing is they're saying evangelical Christian women, particularly in the Dallas area in Texas, are dogs. And that radiates out and reflects upon millions of wives of Christians and non-Christians and Muslims, good Jews everywhere, to have their spouses and women held up as dogs. I mean, this is beyond the pale. This is beyond anything we've ever seen, in my opinion. But
the other term that Jewish supremacists use, talking about non-Jewish, mostly Caucasian women of Christian background or agnostic atheist, they call them shiksas.
Yes.
Which is another very derogatory term. And they make light of it. They use it in the movies, and the dumb goyim audiences laugh, and they think it's funny because the cadence and the pattern and the writing of the script writers is such that they'll laugh at anything.
Of course.
It's embarrassing.
Well, Kristen Chenoweth, who plays Carlene Cockburn, who's the main evil bitch on this, Christian bitch on this program, in press conferences, she's been laughing and saying, we need to relax and learn to laugh at ourselves. But the point has been made that there's no room for laughing at Jews, but there is very great permission to laugh at Christians, especially on productions coming out of Hollywood. Number one, let's talk about just some of the criteria of a hate crime, which ADL would impose on anybody else in any other nation except America. You see, in America, a hate crime, according to ADL, has to be united with some kind of tangible violation of the law. But that's not true in other hate crimes countries that aren't protected by the First Amendment. Up in Canada, in England, in Iceland, in Germany, all you have to do is speak in public in a way that supposedly arouses contempt or humiliation for other people, and you're headed for jail. But number one, this sitcom says that Christian churches are full of gossip, contention, and shallowness. And just an example, the heroine of the series, Amanda, her deceased husband, was having oral sex in his car with his girlfriend before crashing and dying, and yet Carlene Cockburn says to her Christian friends, "Ladies, it is not appropriate to speak of such things on the phone. I'll see you in church." very clearly saying that the church, churches of America, are a place for gossip and backbiting, backstabbing, and so on.
Yeah,
and Amanda's mother, again, the heroine's mother, is a dedicated church member, but she does all she can to corrupt her grandchildren. And yet she says, if you live in my house, you'll go to church. And then the heroine Amanda objects that she wants her children to find their own spirituality. Her mother snaps back, cut the crap. My children are going to church so they can go to heaven. End of story. Amen. And Christians are also immoral, according to this program. Not only the women, but the men.
Ted, hold on just a second. This is an amazing exercise. Now, what network is this on again, please?
This is ABC
okay.
Disney.
All right, just keep that in mind. Once again, I want to underscore that. We have a Disney product, all right, on a major network. And I think many of us, if we care at all about Walt Disney and his original image of goodness and kindness and celebrating the magic and wonders of childhood, would probably feel awfully sorry for Walt right about now, like I do. All right, we'll be right back with Ted Pike. Okay, and we're back with Ted Pike. This issue of the Jewish supremacist or supremacist-owned media in this country, and it is, and you got to give them credit. They're smart enough to have done it. They pulled it off. No other group did. They own it. They invented much of it. Is being used to subjugate what this country was really founded upon. And that in fact was, whether you're Christian or not, basic Christian values. And the Golden Rule, that's my personal religion, that's enough for me, but is being destroyed with intent, with malice aforethought, with premeditated planning on various levels. These programs are not accidental. And remember the laugh tracks when they play a program and the artificial laughter, the audience laughter, howls at a quote joke that is completely destructive to the moral basis of the country, the goodness of the country. Forget Christian just for a minute. The goodness of the country. And the audience is heard to, even though it's a fake audience, howl at that. The sheep basically become programmed. You see them in the theater. I could not believe once I went into a film, I've told you this for years, and I couldn't believe what the audience was laughing at. It wasn't funny. It wasn't humorous. It was more than mean, and they laughed on cue because there's a cadence. There's a setup, a punchline, and then the laugh. Setup, punchline, and then the audience laughed. It didn't matter if it was funny or not. They were trained animals. And when you combine that with a message that goes to the root of somebody's core being, you begin to get in there and disrupt that, and you destroy it, and you reconfigure it, and you reconform it. That's evil. And that's what's going on here.
Yeah. Well, the overriding message of this program is that Christians are materialistic. Christians are vindictive.
Oh, excuse me? Christians
materialistic?
Are materialistic? Yeah. Oh, really? Well,
yeah,
talk about the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah. Well, Amanda's mother, the heroine's mother, said God wants her to have a new fur coat because God often speaks to me through Christian Dior. And that's about how deep her Christianity goes. And the entire environment of this promotion is diamond-studded professional graphics, and they speak of exorbitant wealth and materialistic self-indulgence. These Christians are vindictive, they're hypocritical, they're persecutive, and there's always this pious element mixed together with their backstabbing. For example, Carlene is listening to Amazing Grace, a hymn, and it's, at the same time she has a telescope spying on the heroine Amanda, and she spreads the news that she's received a an expensive car by an anonymous donor, and then they all gather together to ruin her life, considering her such a bitch when they remembered her in high school. And this woman, Carlene, has a super expensive car with the license plate entitled Holy One and John 3:16 featured above it. And not only that, Christians are immoral, not only the women, the men. A church member and car dealership owner, Zach Peacham, attempts to seduce Amanda in his office, and she flees. And then Amanda goes to a booth in a restaurant with a married church member by the name of Blake and his male ranch foreman, and she glances under the table and sees them caressing each other under the table.
Jeez, obviously. this is the end, Ted. This is the end. I don't watch television. This is what our kids are watching.
It is.
You folks out there have, most of you have watched television, and you know, I can't even believe what I'm hearing. I'm not naive. I knew it was going there years ago, but it's there.
Yeah, it is. It's really a prelude for persecution of Christians, marginalizing Christians outside of the realm of normal, rational, coherent people into babbling fanatics who are ultra hypocritical, materialistic, immoral, drunkards, half of them, homosexuals, gossips, and so on. And unfortunately, after the showing last night of the second episode, they showed that the ratings are climbing, especially the young audiences are watching this program.
There you go. Yep, that's the target.
Yeah.
That's the target. This
program also holds up Christians to hatred and contempt, which is, again, the very definition of an ADL hate crime in most countries, by saying Christians are dishonest and unethical in business. And there's a church member by the name of Heather, and she's described as such a gossip and knowing everybody's business, and that's made her rich in real estate. And I quote, it says, "You can sell a lot of real estate when you know whose marriage is falling apart, whose stocks are falling down. Nobody can turn grief into a 6% commission better than Heather." And so these Christian bitches, including Heather, attempt to sabotage Amanda's attempts to find housing and employment. And so they drive her basically in desperation and want to get a job at a semi-strip joint, serving alcohol.
Women, oh, wonderful.
Very, very scanty. She's a mother, but she's going around in extremely revealing clothing and so on. It's called Boobylicious. Uh-huh. And, of course, the Christians, they drove her to that, but actually the Christians own the place. The Christians secretly own the place, and they have hired her, but they are criticizing her at the same time. And so they get a hold of a picture of Amanda, the heroine at Boobylicious, and Carlene, her main antagonist, so-called Christian, reproaches her, saying, "Well, we live in a righteous community." And Amanda replies, "Dallas has more churches per capita and more strip clubs per capita. A 2+2 equals a double standard." And so the first episode concludes with Amanda praying in church and thanking God for the ability to forgive and also for her job at Boobylicious. And Carlene in the choir, although furious, is forced to end the program singing "Blessed Be the Ties That Bind Our Hearts in Christian Love."
All right.
The whole message you hear, and this will be the dominant message of this for the next 8 episodes, is that if you become a Christian, there is no power in Christ. Christ is a fraud. He has no power through the blood of his at Calvary to save you from sin or cleanse your heart or anything. Yeah. You'll end up like these Christian bitches in Dallas. Mm-hmm. However,
Ted, hold that thought, will you please? We are running late here. We'll come back. I want to recap the message here. That's just the first episode. Well, all right, just a sec. We'll be right back with Ted Pike. Okay, and we're back. Talking about what used to be called good Christian bitches, but it's now just called GCB for short. Obviously, they had to tuck tail a little bit and kind of clean up their act just to get a little less notice. This, by the way, apparently is a book, came from a book. It's on Amazon.
Yeah, Kim Gatlin's book.
I don't know who Kim Gatlin is, but
Kim Gatlin is not Jewish, and similarly, the scriptwriter for it, Robert Harling, is not Jewish, but it's loaded with, as I just mentioned, a producer, director, executive producers, and
right,
so on,
right.
As well as
okay, well that's their it's their business. They own it. All right, we know that. Yeah. All right. Well. I don't know how much lower it can go, but it keeps kind of scratching around the bottom of the barrel. Eventually, like the nuclear reactor cores at Fukushima, they'll work their way down into the subsoil, and then we really got trouble.
This is a time where we really do have a pretty high potential of doing something. A craft was very embarrassing to ABC by pulling out, and they said they only got a few calls, and that was sufficient to get them to jump ship.
Uh-huh.
And I do have a e-alert on your website tonight. It's been there up there all day, and at our website, truthtellers.org, in which, in fact, the title is Craft Exits GCB, Other Sponsors Could Follow. I encourage people to look at that article. We do include a complete list of the sponsors of this sitcom, and their phone numbers, their email addresses. The signs are that a lot of people are calling. People are very angry. I was just on with Pastor Butch Paul. We just was loaded with angry people calling in and jamming the lines. This is a time, really, when all good men and women should come to the aid of Jesus Christ and their country, because really, Jesus Christ and his reputation, the reputation of Christianity, is being re-crucified by ABC Disney right now. He's being held up. Christians are being held up for public contempt, crucified in their character, which is where it is most dangerous and most disastrous.
Well,
and we have to come out and we have to stand mm-hmm. beside Jesus at this time of attack.
Well, I think we have to stand behind morality and decency. And that's all inclusive of what you're saying, of course. But
yes.
The sad thing is, I would be willing to wager, since there are only 6 million people of Jewish identity in this country, that there are an awful lot of Christians watching this program. And amongst them will be evangelical Christians, who are really closet evangelicals in too many cases. They don't walk the talk. So what's happening here is, again, the goyim are feeding their own demise.
Yes.
Because if nobody watched, and let's face it, 6 million out of 235 doesn't cut the mustard.
Yeah.
If nobody watched, the program goes off the air.
Sure. Well, what's really astonishing to me, I couldn't believe it a couple of weeks ago when I realized that literally none of the trusted Christian conservative evangelical watchdog groups were doing anything to warn about the imminent re-airing of GCB. And I sent out an alert and listed their names, and fortunately American Family Association came in a few days later beginning a protest, and the Parents Television Council had already announced that they were doing something. But the lack of response from the religious right here is unprecedented. I thought the failure of the religious right to support me largely and support freedom in trying to defeat the federal hate bill was astonishing.
What's wrong, Ted,
at a new low.
What's wrong with them? Have they sold out to the other side? Are they zombies? Do they not care?
The fact is that research is showing, especially the Barna Research Organization, which is an evangelical polling service, they're finding that Christian morality, Christian values are plummeting at an astonishing rate. For example, 85% of young evangelicals in the age from 18 to 28, 85% of them say they are baffled about how Christianity and God could have any relevance to their career plans. And this is astonishing, because if you have that kind of an implosion of conviction and lack of conviction in this generation, where are we going to be 20-25 years from now?
Well, not even 15.
It's going to be non-existent.
Well, that's right. That's the game. That's the plan.
Yeah.
It will be one more generation, and bye-bye, it's gone.
Yeah. What I think ABC and the Jewish supremacists are trying to do right now is they're trying to publicly mock Jesus Christ in Christianity, even Christians, in such a blatant way, to get them used to the idea of Christians being persecuted and having to take it. They can't sass the Jews back. They can't even mention the fact that the Jewish supremacists are in control. But they will have to take and knuckle under the Jewish supremacist dominion over all aspects of society, or face a hate crimes charge, go to prison, maybe even be killed. And what they're doing is they're testing and seeing what they can get away with, how much they can desecrate and defame Christianity, and how much the Christians will take. And unfortunately, the index of Christian concern is so low now that it's actually inviting systematic legal persecution of Christians in the years ahead.
Well, as I said, there are an awful lot of Christians who are involved with watching this program, and they have to either wake up or give it up and quit calling themselves Christians, I guess, huh?
Yeah, but you know, the scriptures, the Bible is full, especially the New Testament, of prophecies of terrible persecution in the end days against Christians. In fact, Jesus, in a very specific prophecy, told us exactly where it's going to come from. He said, they will draw you up to their synagogues to try you and to imprison you. And that should be a wake-up call for these evangelicals of where this persecution is coming from. And it's interesting that so few people are willing to point the bony finger at Iger and Darren Star and these Jews behind it. Newt Gingrich just came out with a criticism last night. I appreciate the criticism he made of CB, but he twisted it, and he tried to give the impression that Hollywood is soft on Muslims and protective of Muslims, but vicious and unsparing against Christians. The truth of the matter is that this is if the Hollywood is soft on anybody, it's soft on Jews, because it's coming from these anti-Christian Jews.
Well, okay, hold on. Hollywood is a Jewish industry, so they'll do what they want to do. And if you don't believe it, read the book, How the Jews Invented Hollywood. I mean, it written by Jews. These people are brilliant. And again, if all things were equal and things weren't so terribly skewed, it would be easy to say, hey, wow, it's impressive on any account, but the way it's being used is so destructive, it's downright wicked. Back in a minute. All right, I'm just trying to read. There's a review here. This is from got some online review. Let's see here. There's a lot to be said for a good name. Take GCB. What's that then? A recreational drug, GCB? Some kind of excavator, a vaccination? Now, GCB started with a good name, seeing as it was based on a book entitled Good Christian Bitches. That at least gave you a good hint as to what it was about. A bunch of Christian mean girls. Well, women. But before that title could even hit the airwaves, protest groups, moved in. And before you knew it, Good Christian Bitches became the first dull and unhelpful Good Christian Bells, before finally becoming the useless and meaningless GCB. Who'd want to watch GCB, huh? Watch as people skip nimbly over it in TV Guide and on their EPG, whatever EPG is. I don't know what that is. Now, Good Christian Bitches, for all its apparent faults, was at least an accurate and descriptive title. It sees Leslie Bibb, best known nowadays as the Vanity Fair reporter in the two Iron Man movies, but who was the star of the previous generation's GCB, Popular, as a former Dallas mean girl who marries a rich guy and moves to California. Nearly two decades later, her husband is running a Ponzi scheme and dies in a horrific car crash while eloping with his mistress. That leaves Bibb penniless. And you went through some of this before, but this review is not talking about the qualitative damage that this kind of material does at all. It's skirting the issues, talking about the title as if that's the whole story here.
Yeah.
And it's just standard fare. The industry protects itself. The reviewers protect the industry.
Yeah.
It's a symbiotic, parasitic, disgusting relationship.
Well, one hopeful sign is that I've had a couple of articles up very clearly in their titles describing the origins of this attack as being Jewish. One of them is Jewish ABC will air Good Christian Bitches. And the other one is Good Christian Bitches, a Jewish hate crime against Christians. And those titles went up immediately, prominently displayed now for the past 2 weeks. What I'm hoping is that the trend, there are literally thousands of people coming from these search engines, Google and Yahoo, right to Truth Tellers. We've had thousands, and the signs are that they are staying, they are reading our articles describing a Jewish supremacism and the threat it is to civilization. And I think that it's very difficult to keep the Jewish origins of this in hidden. And so what we may have is the development of a certain pincher movement in which ABC is being pressured on one hand from its sponsors to cancel the series, whatever, sponsors jumping ship. On the other hand, what I'd like to see is the Jewish community itself rise up and saying, hey, it's getting too well known that the media is Jewish dominated, that they are going after Christians, trashing Christians, comparing Christian women to dogs. Back off now. We're pushing the envelope too far, too aggressively, too quickly. It could do very great damage to Christian-Jewish relations in this country. And I'm hoping that if people will continue to come to truthtellers.org, read these articles, spread them around. In fact, literally scores of blogs and websites have put up these articles in the last couple of weeks, reaching an unknown number. Many tens of thousands of people are now aware of the Jewish origins of this. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that'll make Iger and the rest of the leadership of ABC nervous, and we may have them once again pull back. They've pulled back before. They're trying to see what they can get away with here, and it's time for people to go to those phones, come to truthtellers.org, get this master list with the phone numbers and email addresses. Start calling tomorrow morning. In fact, you can call all of them in probably a half an hour and let them know that you are not going to patronize their products anymore as long as they advertise with ABC.
Well, the review says, based on the book Good Christian Bitches, GCB is a funny, sassy, and heartwarming drama.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Well, the only hearts that are warmed are those who would like to crucify Jesus Christ again and who would like to put Christians into concentration camps. No one's heart is warmed by having your wives and your mothers described as dogs in heat. This is beneath or beyond the medieval.
Well, it's far beyond religion in my book. It's basic human dignity of the species is what's being under attack here. And yes, what you say is correct, but I mean, this is just another example of the agenda. And the agenda is to take down this country and make it the chattel of the controllers. And it's virtually there already. You've got these kids now, 3 and 4 and 5 years old, who are being sexualized. That's as wrong as it gets. And, you know, childhood is supposed to be golden and the best time of someone's life. And it is being stolen from children at a greater and faster rate all the time. When you have lingerie for 5 and 6 year old girls and eye makeup and thong panties for little girls and pole dancing kits for 5 and 6 year olds, something is really wrong. And it doesn't, there's no historical precedent that I know of for reversing such a moral decline. Rome did it. And once you start down that road, you don't go back.
Yeah. Well, they're holding up in this sitcom, they're holding up Amanda, the heroine, going to work as a mother in a semi-strip bar. And as far as I can tell, that's sending a very strong message. She's told there by one of the waitresses that she can make $1,000 a night just in tips there. That sends a strong message to literally millions of girls that if they want to make fast money, they can follow a man.
Well, it's
example.
Prostitution.
Yeah, go in.
It's
leading
very soft,
directly into prostitution.
Very soft prostitution, but it does lead, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Well, there is really a lot we can do, in my opinion. And the fact that Kraft so quickly buckled, capitulated to the will of the people, responding to only a few phone calls, and the reports I'm getting are that many calls are coming in to the sponsors. It's really a time, again, to pick up that telephone and make those calls. It's only a half an hour at most to get those calls in. The simple message, you'll find it at Truth Tellers. And I believe we can do a very great deal. And I think people have been caught unawares with this, maybe even the leadership groups. But there's a good deal of publicity going out. And I'm optimistic that, God willing, and if the people are willing, that we can hold them back one more time.
Well, I'm concerned about the so-called Christian right and what it continues to do, which is show a terrific impotence and inability to focus on anything meaningful. I don't understand the leadership. I don't understand what's happened to it.
I think, in my opinion, one of the main problems with the evangelical leadership is that its soul has become so morally rotten and compromised through endorsement and approval of the most outrageous atrocities of Israel against the Palestinians. We literally have joined, consented with a thief, we have bid Godspeed to evil people, and we have become a partaker of their evil, as the scripture predicts. And no one stays morally neutral for very long. We continue to change, either for increasing righteousness or the reverse toward compromise, apathy, and degeneracy. And I think that's what's clearly the pattern that's happening with the evangelical leadership. I think that the day of the evangelical right watchdog organization, which stands on the wall, warns the people, it may have existed in the time of Reagan and maybe with Bush, but it's a dying species. It's something we can't count on anymore, and that's why everybody now has to become their own watchdog and take opportunities when the Jewish supremacists are vulnerable to hit them hard. And let me tell you, that opportunity is right now. It's tomorrow morning. Come to truthtellers.org for the information.
All right. Okay, Ted, we just have a minute left. What's new on the hate law front? Anything pending?
I'm sending out an article tomorrow. You remember the Amish men who cut off the beards of their theological rivals?
Yes.
3 months ago. Well, that was the first enforcement, public, visible, well-publicized enforcement of the federal hate crimes law, the Matthew Shepard Act. Now the lawyers for, I think it's 12 defendants now, are fighting hard, and they're going to make a formal challenge to the constitutionality of the Matthew Shepard hate crimes law, saying that these men are not hate criminals. This was an inter-Amish theological disciplinary action. It was not anti-Amish, not a hateful action. And they're going to take on the federal hate crimes law. We'll have an article to you coming to you probably tomorrow on that
subject. All right. Okay, very good. All right, Ted, thanks for the update on that. another indication of where the media would like to take this this society of people, and it's not upward. Ted, thanks again for everything you do. Take care.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
Bye.